We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Beis, and we're beginning the last few words of Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph, from the two dots. Omar Rav Barav Huna, Kol Odom Shiesh Bay Torah, any person who has Torah, Ve'im Bay Yerushamayim, does not have Yerushamayim. More examples of that you have to have Torah together with fear of heaven. So if someone has Torah without Yerushamayim, Doim Le Gizbar Shemoshul Mafteichais, it's like a Gizbar where they give him the doors. Mafteches primis, the keys to the door of the inside storehouse. Mafteches chesoynis, but the outside of it, he doesn't have keys. You have Fort Knox, he has the inside keys to the safe in Fort Knox, but he can't get into the outside. Mafteches chesoynis lemasaloi. So, but hey, how does it go in? Without Yerushamayim, are the outside keys. And if you don't have the outside keys, you can't get in to learn the inside. You can't go into the primius. You need the Yerushamayim. That's the outside keys. Makas Rav Yanai, Chaval the Lesle Darta. Woe to the person who does not have a chatz, doesn't have a house, a place to live. Tarel Darta, he makes himself a whole door, whole doorway. So that's a waste of time. If he doesn't have the house, what's the doorway worth? Same thing, if it doesn't have Yerushamayim, it's not worth anything. Omer Rav Yehuda, le'barai karz baruch hu shelamai, like this yirum l'fanav. The whole purpose of creation is, there should be fear of heaven. Shenema ve'alikim osu shiur l'fanav. Hashem made the world, so you should be scared of him. Of course, scared does not mean to be shivering the whole day from fright. That's not what it means. It means yirus harayim, to understand that the Eivishter, it's like someone's father. You're scared to even make him upset. So the Gemara writes, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lozor, have a yasvi, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lozor was sitting. Cholav Ozor, Rabbi Yaakov Acha walked by. Omle Chad Chavre, he once said to his friend, Neikum Mekamei, let's stand in front of Rabbi Yaakov Acha. Why? The Chel Chatamu, he's Yerushamayim. Omle Idach, no, Neikum Mekamei, the Gavar Arinu, he's a big Rosh Shiva, he's a big Talmud Chacham. That's what you stand in front of him. So what the first one said, no, I'm telling you he's Yerushamayim. That's where you should stand. You're telling me that he's a Talmud Chacham? It's much bigger Yerushamayim. So the more to stayim, let's be mistayim, it's Rabbi Lozor who says that he was the Yerushamayim. He was the one who said that he's the Yerushamayim, and that's the best thing. Let's show that, because it says that Simon and Rabbi Lozor were sitting here. It didn't say who said what. Let's bring a riot. It's Rabbi Lozor who said about the Yerushamayim. The Amar Rav Yechon Shem Rabbi Lozor, Ein loy la Kodesh Baruch Hu, because this is Rabbi Lozor talking, Ein loy la Kodesh Baruch Hu, boy lama Yerushamayim bavad. Shem says in the Pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem lakecha, Shoel mimach, what does Hashem want for you? Ki im le Yira, as Hashem lakecha, the Pasuk says, so you see, he says that's the main thing in this world, Yerushamayim. V'ksiv not a Pasuk, V'im le'odam, Hein Yiris Hashem yichachma, Hein is Lashon 1, K'im Lashon Yevani, Karen la'achas Hein. That the main thing, the one thing, the main thing in this world for Hashem is Yiras Hashem, Hi Chachma, Yiras Hashem, Tistayim, Taka, must have been Rabbi Lozor who said that. Dorosh Rav Ula, Mai Dechsiv Al Tirsha Habe. What does it mean in the Pasuk? So we're going back now to the Pesukim and Kehelas. We started before about this. Dorosh Rav Ula, Mai Dechsiv Al Tirsha Habe. Shouldn't be too much of a Rasha. Or Harbe, the Lirsha, shouldn't be too much of a Rasha, but it could be a little bit of a Rasha. What's going on? What does that mean? Ella, you know what the pasuk means? Misha achal shum, berechin oida. Somebody eats garlic and he smells, and people around them, it's bothering other people. Yachsav yechal shum achav yerechin oida more. You should eat more shum. What it means like this: if someone does a avera, he shouldn't say, "Oh, I'm a varian, I'll do more averas." No, if you do avera, get up and do tshuva and go weiter. Don't get all down on yourself. You did one avera, I'll do another avera. Al tirsha harbe, one avera, okay, you did one avera, no problem. So do tshuva and go back. Don't think because you did one avera, I'll do more averas. That's what al tirsha harbe means. Not that you're allowed to do little averas, but it means if you do a little avera, don't be down on yourself. Don't cause it to cause you yish. Dorosh Rava Bar Rav Ula, Mai Dechsiv, what's found in the pasuk that says, Ki ein chatzubois lemoisam ubarei ulam. What's pshat in this pasuk? It's talking about the Rishatim. Amar Kares Baruch Hu. It's not enough that Rishom are not scared or worried about Yom Yisa. They are so confident in the Hatzlacha that the Rishom, they don't forget about it, they don't even think about Misa. Not only that, they're so confident in the Hatzlacha. That's a Rasham thing. The Rasham don't think about Yom Misa. And the Pasuk 4 is talking about someone getting buried. Look at Rashi. So it says there, Zed Darkam Kasilamai. Yoidim Rasham's Dark Lamisa. The Rasham know that they're going to die one day. But they have fat on their stomachs, which doesn't let them think. Maybe they forgot about the Yom Misa. They know what's going to happen to them one day. They know about Gehenim. They even talk about it. But they don't care. They don't care. Okay. Ad kan agar to Gemara. Let's go to Gemara. Back to Pshat in our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah that if someone extinguishes a fire because he's worried about three things. He's worried about the ner, which means the bowl holding the candle, or he's worried about the psila, he's worried about the wick, or he's worried about the oil. In all three cases, if he does that, he extinguishes his chayiv. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's only chayiv if he extinguishes because he wants to save the psila. But the other things, he's not chayiv. Only wants to save the psila because Meshah Huaysa Pecham, it says. Only if he's worried about the psila is he chayiv, but if he's worried about the extra shemen that he wants, or he's worried about the bowl that it's in and extinguishes the fire because of that, you're potter. So, the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi commands sfirle. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Ikir Rabbi Yehuda sfirle. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha shein tzricha legufo, which means you do malacha on Shabbos, but it's not the in the Mishkan when they extinguish a fire was when they wanted to make coals. And if it's even though it's not like that, but if you do a malacha of extinguishing yichayev according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that fill the hachnai on yichayev. So all three yichayev then. If you're worried about yishemim psila or the ner yichayev. If you grab Shimon's relay, if you hold a grab Shimon, then malacha she's yuchu v'es potter psila nami lefater. She potter for psila also. She potter when it comes to psila also. She potter for psila also. Ama ula loylam grab Yehuda's relay. He holds a Rabbi Yehuda. So really, you should be chayiv on all three. So why is he only chayiv on psila? Why is he only chayiv when I worry about the psila? So the Gemara, Kesav Rabbi Yossi, soiser amas livnois, b'mekoyma yihava soiser. That Rashi explains that we know every melacha has been melechas machsheves, which means that it has to be not kilkel, can't be destroying. So really, every time I knock down a house, which is soiser, why is it chayiv? So the Gemara says, in a bunch of places, that has to be a manas livnois. It has to be that I'm knocking it down in order to rebuild. Therefore, it's not kilkel because it's helping me make a space to rebuild something. So, Rabbi Yossi holds only if you destroy something, you're rebuilding the same place and the same thing, then it's called a manas livnois. But if it's a different place, that's not called a manas livnois. You're knocking down the house here to build somewhere else, that's not called a manas livnois. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that if I extinguish a fire for the shemen, it's kilkel, it's destroying, and it's not called rebuilding in its place when I'm using the oil. Even if I use the oil for fire, but if I use the oil for fire with a different wick, it's called a different place. Only if you reuse the wick, that's called livnois b'mekoymoy. If you're reusing the same wick, that's called soiser amnas livnois b'mekoymoy. Kusav Rabbi Yossi, soiser amnas livnois b'mekoymoy have a soiser. Amnas livnois shloy b'mekoymoy loy have a soiser. Amnas livnois b'mekoymoy is called soiser. Amnas livnois b'mekoymoy is not soiser. And here, if you're not using the same wick, using the oil for fire again, but not using the same wick, that's not called livnois b'mekoymoy. And therefore, you will be potter. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, if it's because you're worried about the shemen or worried about the ner, ner means the bowl holding the candle, then that's not called amnas livnois b'mekoymoy. Therefore, you're potter. Mashenki the psila, which you rely on the psila, there you chay. Omale Rabba, Rabba has a kasha. Mechti. Kom alacha is afina lo mishkan. You learn all malachas on mishkan. Vahasam. But a mishkan, you took down the mishkan and you rebuilt it. Did you rebuild it in the same place? No, you rebuilt it in a different place. So you see, Saisa amnas livnois shleim kaimu. You see that Saisa amnas livnois and not in its place is called a malacha. Because you rebuilt the mishkan in a different place that you traveled, the new place where you settled, that's where you built the mishkan. Omale, so Ula En says no. Shani Hosam. Since you're doing everything on Pi Hashem, it's like you're doing it in the same place. And the Pshat is, the Pasha Pshat is, because since we are always in Hashem's hand, so we're always in that place. Like the Mashal they give, if a baby is in his mother's hands, Then anywhere his mother goes, they ask the baby, where are you? I'm in my mother's hands. I don't know where we are. Wherever you are, Africa, Australia, you don't care. You're in your mother's hands. Same thing. Wherever you were in the Makom HaShraah Sashchina, and therefore it's always called Mkaima. So don't tell me Mishkan Shloim Mkaima, because that's also called Mkaima, and therefore only Saisa Mas Livnois Mkaima will be Chayiv, according to this Pshat and Rav Yosi, according to Ula. Rav Yosi holds like Rav Shimon. So really you should be part of everything. Why? By the psila. If I need the psila, is it called chayiv? Maishna psila. Kadam Rav Nuno etema, Rav Adabahava, Hocha, but psila shatarach lahava skinon. We're talking about extinguishing the psila in order to make it light better. You want the psila to light better. It's mamas amlacha tzricha legufa over here. The Bahia, Phil Rav Shimon, my dear, the kamasakim on it, you're fixing the kli. And that's called amlacha tzricha legufa. And Omar Rava, Dekanami, Mishnah's mashma like that also. Because Mishnah says, why you chayiv? The Tani Shu Isa Pecham. Because it's making, like it's in present or future tense. I'm making it into a pecham, into a psilo that could light well. But look to mention nasis pecham, because it was lighting. According to the first pshat, that the maila of psilo is, it's called mkaimai. So really the vart is because it was always used as fire, so the saiser is mkaimai. So it should have said mention nasis pecham, because it was made into a fire. But now that we're talking about that the fear of Shimon, that the Varz is a tzrich legufa, because I want to make it light better, so the taichas shu oisa pachem, it's making of a flame, it's making of coal, which is a present or future tense, and Shema Mina, it's a riot to that pshat. So to Gemara Vayit, make us call in the next Mishnah. Al shalosh averis nosha meisois b'shach sidosam. There are three averis that ladies die le'aleinu b'shas when they're giving a born, b'shas they're giving birth. One of the three averus that causes them the einish of dying b'shas childbirth. Al she'ein aziris b'benida, they're not zar in nida b'chala, either they're not zar in the halachas of nida or b'chala, or the halachas of afrashas chala, or v'adlakas ner, and lighting Shabbos candles. If they're not makvin these three things, it's a Reyes on them, it's a kitrug on them, and they could die b'shas childbirth. Rok tomorrow, need them my time. What's pshat? What's pshat need? Arav Yitzchak, he kilkul of a chedri bitna, if she does a aveira in something to do with her rechem, which is nida, then l'fikach tilka of a chedri bitna, she will also get a einish, something to do with the chedri bitna, with her rechem. So we're tainach nida. When you stand nida, chalav lakas ner. My claim. What do you say about chalav lakas ner? What shaykh is to child? What's the midah connected midah about childbirth when it comes to that? My claim. Zokti Gemara kedarish huga gilila aled rav chista. Oma Karis Baruch Hu. Karis Baruch Hu says revias dam nasati b'chem. I put into you a revias dam, and that's like we know from Gemaras. That's what caused a person to live. A revias dam is the chias of Adam. Is the lifeline of a person. And al iske dam is azarti eschem. And therefore, I gave you a mitzvah of iske dam, and I warned you to keep that mitzvah. Another thing, racious cross eschem. I called you racious. I called you racious. And we know that says in the pasuk that the racious tuasa. You are the am hamufcha. So iske racious azarti eschem. Therefore, I warned you when I gave you the mitzvah of chala. Neshama shesati b'chem kri ner, neshama shkul ner, iski ner zarti eschem. And I was mazir you on the lachas of ner Shabbos. Mata mekayim moisom, if you mekayim it, mutav. M'la reinoito neshama eschem, then I take away neshama. And the part is, the midi k'negim is like this, that if someone doesn't keep nida, so we take away the dam, and that's the revias dam, he'll die. If you don't keep the reish yischem, I'll take away your mufcha, I'll take away your chosen kite, and the person will die. And the same thing that comes to adlakas ner, that when mechaber the ner, if you don't keep the ner. And that's the pshat, that's the migra gemida, these three things. And then the next Gemara is going to discuss, why punk b'shas leida to get the einish? It could be any time. Why punk b'shas leida do they get this einish?